Blog Talk Radio.
Called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Sad to have each and every one of y'all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if he'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And we'll get into today's lesson.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection.
good news is our portion. Amen. And I just love the word at noon because we get a chance to learn what our portion is. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Mark. This is our other foundational scripture, Mark, the 11th chapter, verses 23 and 24. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for this day. We're thanking you for our listeners. We thank you for our pastor and all those that participate, Father God. We're giving you thanks, Father God, because you are worthy to be praised, Father God. We're thankful for another thankful Thursday. We know there's nothing that is impossible for you, as the word of God lets us know. Whatever we ask and don't doubt shall be ours. So, Father God, help us to stand on your word, stand on your promises. Lord, be with those that are listening by internet, Father God. You know their heart and their heart's desire and what they're going through, but you are a way maker out of no way, Father God. And Lord, be with all those that are sick and shut in. The word says, by your stripes we are healed. It not only tells us that in 1 Peter, but it also tells us that in the book of Isaiah. So, Lord, let us just grab hold of your word. And, Lord, be with all those that are going through something in their life and those who are bereaved. For you said, you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us to stand on that word. Help us to believe that word. Help us to know and receive that no matter what's going on around us, we can have that peace which comes from you. Lord, we ask that you will continue to have your way in our life. We bind up anything and everything that try to come up against us, that try to hinder us. We ask that you will continue to touch our pastor, continue to heal him, even in his body. If anything is going on that's not like you, we're binding that up right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, continue to use him, Father God, as he teaches the word of God, making sure that we know the word and that we have scripture to back up the word of God, to let us know that we don't have to worry. We belong to you, Lord. We are yours. Like the scripture says, good news is our portion. We're taking hold of that. We're claiming that. And Lord, just bless each and everyone, even Evangelist Sharon, Father God. Be with her, Father God, as she is being healed, and be with all others on this broadcast that may be going through sickness, that they are healed. And Father God, we just pray that your will be done in our life, Father God. And we're thanking you, Father God, for all things, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will have your way as we receive the word of God. Allow this word to be in the lining of our hearts, that we will never depart from your word, Father God. Bless each and every one that has called in. Bless those that are listening by internet, and be with each and every one of us. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, we're here for Thankful Thursday. This is Thankful Thursday. We know that you are thankful for some scripture. And if not, whatever you're thankful for today, we want to give you the opportunity to share it, okay? I like the idea that we can be thankful for scripture. I don't want to take the thunder from anybody, but boy, I tell you, so many scriptures that have blessed us and been thankful for. So who want to get us started here? Thankful Thursday. the studio and just open right now. Thankful Shutters.
Amen, amen. Good. Wow.
Afternoon.
Amen.
Everyone.
Good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
Yesterday I heard you, Pastor, but I just couldn't say anything. I was busy, I should say. But I heard you. And when I heard you talking about doubting Thomas, that was me with my foot. When it first happened, there was no skin on my heel. You could just see the inside of my foot, the muscles and things. And I went to send the picture to my son, and I made a mistake and posted it on Facebook. That's what Pastor Beasley saw and was like, don't send me no more pictures. It was that bad. It was really bad. But in the beginning, I wasn't standing on God's word. I was like, okay, you know what? Looking at it with my eyes, I said, I'm going to just let him cut it off. That's not going to heal. I'm going to just cut it off. And my sister, Pastor Ben, and my son, they didn't know what to say.
Amen.
They were just like lost. Like, you really going to cut your foot off? Well, yeah, they said it ain't going to heal. No, why go through all the trauma if it's not going to heal? That doubting Thomas.
Amen.
And then the spirit come on me. I know it was my mother, Pastor Addie Tilly. She said, get your scripture and stand on it. It was by his stripes. I am healed.
Hallelujah.
And every day, morning, lunch, every time I thought about my foot, by his stripes, I am healed. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing. And I will say that every day, and I meant it, I believed it. Because I know nothing's impossible for God. Even though I seen that wasn't no skin there, I had no idea how I was going to rejuvenate and grow back.
Yeah.
But I had to put my faith in God, not in man. Because man said, cut it off, it ain't going to grow back. But thank you, Jesus. To this day, I wake up every morning, look down at my heel. You would never know that heel was open like it was. By his stripes, I was healed.
Hallelujah.
I thank him. I thank him that I did not cut my foot off, not even given got a chance to heal it. Just thinking that doubt is coming. Oh, it ain't going to heal. But God be the glory. He gets all the glory and the praise. You never know it was open like that.
Hallelujah.
So God be the glory. Don't be a doubting Thomas. Stand on your word. Find you a scripture. It may not be by his stripes I am healed. Whatever scripture that on, just believe in it.
Yeah.
Keep saying it.
Yeah.
And the devil, he is a lie. And the
truth
ain't in him, my foot is going to heal. In Christ Jesus' name. I just thank him. Oh, thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. That's it. Just wanted to share that good news. I got it healed. Again.
Hey.
I can send you a picture now, Pastor. You would like it.
Go on and send it to him, sis.
Okay.
Ooh, hallelujah.
God showed it to me in the spirit, honey. He showed it to me. He showed me a heel foot. And the more you confess, the more the Lord taught me how to be in agreement with you. That's why I tell people everywhere I go. And sometimes I call it a miracle. Sometimes I call it just faith. Sometimes I just call it, I dare your foot, some of every kind of thing there is, but it's all by his stripes. We are healed. And I'd like to fact over there in Peter, it said we were healed. Past tense.
Yeah.
He was spoke that thing. It's a done deal. You know, you can get whatever already happened. You didn't have to see it. You believe
that's right.
You believe that it already happened. So as far as you're concerned, that by his stripes, you were healed. Hallelujah. And Isaiah, he said, by his stripes, you are healed. So you were or you are. As far as I'm concerned, if you hadn't seen the manifestation, that don't mean you're not healed. In 1 Peter 2:24, see, but when I read that, I see it probably different than a lot of people see it. But it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's the same thing. A person who already claiming God's word on their life, especially when it comes to healing, you know, and you speaking that word, as far as I'm concerned, it's a done deal. But I always appreciate you, and you'll hear me use your testimony a lot, because I know it's real, and I know it was God that did it, and nobody can tell me anything different. So thank God for your testimony. It's powerful, too. And those that can appreciate who God is and what he is, when you read that, you have to appreciate that he bared our sickness. It's what he did that caused us to be healed. It was what he did. The Bible said, by whose stripes we were healed. We've already been healed, brother, sister. Oh, we got, that's another thing, too. I'll do that later. But anyone else want to be thankful for something? Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee, for your testimony.
Can I sing a little bit of this song that you could put with my testimony?
Yes.
Victory shall be mine.
All right,
Victory shall be mine.
Oh, yeah.
If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. Victory shall be mine. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I love that song. It's just one word. I want you to change in there. And let me hear you say it. It is yours. Victory is yours. Ain't no share. That's
okay.
Victory is yours.
All right.
Now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sing a little. Just say victory is mine. Sing a little bit of that.
Victory is mine.
Yes.
Victory is mine.
Yes.
Give my peace. Let the Lord fight the battle. Victory is mine.
For those that don't know, she had victory when she began to claim it. She wasn't looking for it then. She looked for it then. Even though she didn't see it in the natural, but she said, I already got the victory. So that's why that new spirit came back. But she'd already claimed it.
That's right.
That's what Pastor read earlier. See, whatever you say and not doubt, but believe what you say is going to come to pass. The Bible says you don't know what you say. So, just say it's already yours. Go ahead and claim it. Don't put it in the future. It's yours. Victory is yours. And when you begin to see it, that's one of the things we're going to talk about too, because that's one of the steps to getting prayer results. That's how you get prayer results. You got to see yourself successful. You got to see yourself not failure. You got to see yourself as being victorious. That's why your testimony can be Revelation 12 and 11. But we're going to get to that in a moment. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. She is just such a sweet woman. I thank God for her. And she's obedient.
Amen.
I think her sister taught her that. But go ahead. Who's next?
Amen, Pastor. Amen. I like to share a scripture, even though it's not one of the foundational scriptures, but Matthew 18, verses 18 through 20,
mm-hmm.
from the King James, it said, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Amen. And that scripture came to mind as Evangelist Renee was giving her testimony. Because as we came together in prayer, God moved. So it backs up that scripture over there in Mark 11:24, where it says, "Therefore I say to you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." So I just thank God for the word, because I tell you, when that word, when you got that word in your heart, God can move, God can work. Miracles are being performed. Healings take place. Deliverance is being performed. So, you know, I just thank God for the word, because through my sister, praise God, I got a chance to witness it firsthand. Only one of the things, because God has done so many, but that's one of the things that I was able to see. And seeing that, it also helped her faith to grow. It helped her to trust in God, because, you know, like it says, to have faith in God, she put her faith in that word, and then it stood on it no matter what, no matter what took place. Now, it was a process, amen. It didn't just happen all at one time, but it was a process, and each day her faith grew. Each day our faith grew. Each day we got able to witness the power of God, and I give God all the glory, and I just thank him, because just like he did it for Evangelist Renee, he'll do it for all of us. Amen. But you got to have that faith, and as we learn, that faith that is our substance, that substance is the word of God. So to God be all the glory. I just thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. And for those that are maybe not be listening, I really want you to listen. Your faith is according to you, according to your faith. And what that means is according to what word you have. And Evangelist Renee always stands on that scripture. By his stripes, I am healed.
Mm-hmm.
See, but she's standing on something. And brother and sister, let me tell you something else. You should expect God to make his word right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, you should expect that.
Yeah.
If somebody give you a cashier's check and you go somewhere to cash it, you expect for that bank that you got that, or money institution, or wherever you got that money from, you expect them to make that right.
That's right, Pastor.
So when they look at that check and they call and they say, "Oh yeah, we can give it to you," it ain't no where you got to wait 90 days, 30 days, 10 days for it to clear. No, this came from your institution. Make it right.
Well, that's what we should expect out of the Word of God. That's why we ought to testify. You know, that's another reason. Anyone else?
Hallelujah.
Thankful Thursday. Be thankful for the Word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to say one other thing, too, brothers and sisters, that is so important. Look here. Focus on the Word.
Yeah.
In other words, don't focus on the problem. It's easy to look at that foot of hers and say, oh, God. Now, that ain't what you focus on. You focus on the truth, and that's the Word of God. That by His stripes you're healed. She could have easily looked at, like she told you, she could have looked at her foot and said, oh, no, this ain't going to. But she looked at the Word of God and said, by His stripes, I'm healed. See, you got to take your focus off the problem and put your focus on the solution.
That's what say that now.
That's
say
what
that.
Has to be done. The focus has to be on the solution and not the problem. And I'm going to tell you why. Because faith cometh by.
Hallelujah.
So whatever you want, whatever you're hearing, that's what you're going to start trusting. That's what you're going to start trusting. It's what you hear. And if all you hear is doubt and unbelief, then that's all it's going to ever be.
That's right. Say
so
that,
it's important, brothers and sisters, that focus on, and let me tell you how you do that, because that's one of the things that we're talking about, too. Over in the book of 2 Corinthians, I think, and the 10th chapter and the 5th verse, we're going to read that. If no one else, if you want to have something to say, just jump in. I'll wait on you, but I have to go. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 5. I read it out of the King James Version, and Pastor, you can read. This is one of the things to help you get prayer. Our subject is prayer that brings results. This is one of the things that brings results here. If you listen with your spirit, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity even every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstruction and building lives of obedience in purity. Amen, amen.
Yeah. If you ever to see yourself successful, if you ever want to see your prayer bring results, you got to be able to control your mind. How do you do that? With the Word of God. That's how you control your mind. That's how you control your impulse.
Hallelujah.
You're dwelling in the answer instead of the problem. But you know what? You just cast down every thought. You refuse to accept what the doctors say. You refuse to accept what medical terminology. You refuse to accept that stuff.
Hallelujah.
See, most people, they'll accept whatever the enemy say. But I'm gonna tell you right now, by His stripes, I'm healed right now. Most people matter of fact, they'll talk themselves out of faith. They'll talk themselves out of the Word of God. Don't do that, brother and sister. Matter of fact, don't do anything. Talk yourself into it. By His stripes, you're healed. You are healed.
That's what it is.
So, you know, that's what we do. We talk ourselves into what the Word of God says. So whatever the Word says, That's what we believe. You believe what the Word of God say, okay? You talk yourself into whatever the Word of God say. Well, if the Word of God says by His street, stripes you're healed, you're healed.
Stand on
it. Just stand on that Word.
Yeah.
Let your Word, let your mind be controlled by the Word of God. I know it doesn't feel good, because this ain't about feeling. It's a decision that you have to make. In spite of your testimony was so awesome, Evangelist Renee, and so profound that I pray that everybody gets a copy of this. Because looking at your feet, you go like, hey, ain't no healing. But see, you cast down those thoughts. And then you look at the Word of God and you said, by His stripes I'm healed. You can't make anything bigger than God. You can't make the problem bigger than the solution, or you'll never have a solution. You're going to always have problems.
Mm-hmm.
I better say that again.
Yeah.
You can't make the problem bigger than the solution. The solution has to be bigger than the problem, because whatever it is what you're going to speak. If the problem, you're going to say, oh, well, you know, this is what I'm dealing with, and the doctor said this, and these theologians said, you know, and you got every reason to try to justify intelligently, and you just should be doing just the opposite, because you have brought every thought captive. You capped every one of those thoughts, and you said, no, this got to be under the tutelage of Christ, because we don't know. So let me put it under Christ's foot.
Yeah.
And you have to, and then everything has to come under to the obedience. So when she said, by His stripes you heal, hey, that knocked out everything else. That knocked it right out.
Hallelujah. Ooh. God's word powerful.
It is. So look to succeed. Don't look to fail.
Amen.
I know what Satan teach. Refuse to accept anything except it be the Word of God. Refuse it. Who said you can't refuse it? Yeah, I mean, you can refuse stuff, brothers. So that's your choice. That's what you're made out of.
Yeah.
Refuse to accept anything and everything. Matter of fact.
Yeah.
When you know it's the devil speaking, tell him he a lie, because that's all he is. All he can do is bring you a lie, and you won't accept it. You're not receiving it. You're walking in the Word of God, or you're walking in your faith.
Yes. Hallelujah.
See, and it has nothing to do with us. We're telling you what the Word of God says. So God got to make this thing real, not me.
Amen.
Only thing I can guarantee you is what the Word of God says.
Yes. Amen.
So, do just like Sister Sadia, when she looked at the situation, she turned right to the Word of God. So if you want to get results in your prayers, that's what you have to do. I know it's Thankful Thursday. Anybody else? Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, Proverbs, and we'll read this one, and maybe we'll pick it up tomorrow, because it's kind of like tying in with everything. You just got to see yourself successful. You got to see yourself as you have succeeded. Not going to, but you have. You can't see yourself. See, if you see yourself as going to happen, that's a failure. But if you see yourself as already done, like over in Proverbs, we'll go there. Proverbs, what I said, 4. Because I don't know how to ever forget this scripture. God sure enough blessed me with this scripture. Yeah, and that's the scripture I'm thankful for. But in Proverbs 4 and 20 and 22, well, I tell you what, we'll read through the whole thing. Anyone else? Because it's all tying in. But in that 20th verse, it reads like this. It says, my son, attend to my words incline thine ears unto my understanding, to my saying. Let them not depart from I. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all of thy flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. I went to 23, but
praise God, praise God. From the Message Bible, it says, learn it by heart. Dear friend, listen well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate. Learn it by heart. Those who discover these words live, really live, body and soul. They're bursting with health. Keep vigilant. Watch over your heart. That's where life starts. Amen.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Pastor. You know, I just wanted to tell you, to go along with what's been said, is that this is what it's about. You got to pay attention. You got to incline your ears unto what the Word of God says. Pay attention, listen. And let it get in your heart or in your spirit, man. Listen to it. Get in your spirit, man. Keep hearing it. You got to hear it 50,000 times a day.
Amen.
And then remind others. Remind me. Remind us. Hey, Pastor, look here. By his stripes, we're healed. Got to hear that. See, your spirit man got to obey that. Your flesh won't. But if your spirit man get it, your flesh will obey it too. Because this word is to heal all your flesh. Whatever. Hey, if you never take that word flesh right there, for they are life unto those that find them. If you're on your deathbed, you can take the scripture right here and come up off of it. He says, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all thy flesh. Whatever wrong with you, boom, that scripture right there. Boom, that scripture right there takes care of it. For they are life unto all of that. Got a heartache? Boom, right there. Your leg? Boom, right there. To all of thy flesh. Doesn't matter. This is called the blind man to see right here. See, when you hear this word and you get it in your spirit, man, it has to obey.
Amen.
I want y'all to think this is just a bunch of words, people. I'm just, this is what the Word of God says. And I ain't trying to sugarcoat anything. I ain't trying to shave it. I'm just telling you what the Word says, my friend. Y'all listen.
Amen. Yeah.
You got to tune your ear to it. You know, I don't know if they still have it, but it used to be on the radio where you could just barely touch that thing. Boom, you're on another channel. Boom, you don't touch it. You'd be on 102.3. Before, you didn't have all that. But now, there's so many different channels in there, you got to go 102.1. Because if there's a powerful channel, it's going to take you past 102.1. It may shoot you to 102.8. So you got to fine-tune it. And that's what you're doing. Yeah. You're fine-tuning all that other mess out and tuning the Word of God in, man. That's what's happening.
That's right. Say that.
So you got to tune it in. It ain't just, I heard that scripture. I've heard that. No, man, you got to pay attention.
Hallelujah.
To your word, the word you're getting in your ear, to what it says.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Anyone else? What we call anyone else?
Amen. Amen. Yes, Pastor, I like that last part. It said, those who discover these words live, really live, body and soul. They're bursting with health. So that's another scripture just to stand on. I mean, we can stand on all of them. But, you know, just bringing that out, piggybacking on what you said. So whatever we're going through, whatever we're experiencing in life, this is a scripture I tell you to stand up also. It says, for those who discover these words will live, really live. Amen. So we live by the word of God. That's what it tells us over there. I think it's Luke 4:4. That man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Amen. Amen. And that's what you're living by.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, nurses can administer medicine. Doctors can diagnose cases. But let me tell you what, it's God that has to do the healing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because if you tell one or two nurse, it's okay, heal me right now. You're a nurse. All she can do is we're doing, praying for you and ministering the right medicine. Just don't get it twisted. Don't give you the wrong stuff.
Amen.
If there's gonna be some healing, it's by his stripes you are healed. That's how you get healed. By his stripes. And you can
hallelujah.
Rest.
Amen.
You see yourself succeed. You see yourself successful. You don't just see yourself at the corner. You see yourself around the corner.
All right.
You don't see yourself picking up, you know, going in the plane. You see yourself having a happy landing.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yes, Lord.
For anyone else, broadcast still open. We ain't trying to rush. But if not, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon.